Research Now. Research Now is a quarterly feature of Momentum, the national magazine of the National MS Society, and its content is produced and vetted by the Society's Research and Clinical Programs Department. Sarah Bernstein, editor, Research Now. Kathy Carlson, senior director, Research Information. The National MS Society is proud to be a source of information about MS. Our comments are based on professional advice, published experience, and expert opinion, but do not represent individual therapeutic recommendation or prescription. For specific information and advice, consult your personal physician. Astrocytes, Good Housekeepers or Not for People with MS, by Sarah Bernstein. Ongoing research should shed new light on astrocytes and may lead to powerful new ways to stop MS and reverse its damage. Star-shaped astrocytes are the most abundant cells in the central nervous system. These are the brain's housekeepers, supporting the physical structure, providing nutrients for nerve cells, manipulating the blood-brain barrier that protects the brain, and even becoming involved in nerve impulse signaling. For years, the role mainly ascribed to astrocytes in MS was the development of hardened scars after the immune attack caused damage. But recent research indicates that their role may, in fact, be more complex. It's becoming evident that these housekeepers are playing both sides of the fence. They can incite the MS attack and also may help repair its consequences. Playing the villain. Astrocytes may get in on the action early in MS. Martin E. Dorf, Ph.D., Harvard Medical School, Boston, a researcher funded by the National MS Society, has shown that astrocytes actually amplify the immune attack in MS. Specifically, they act on immune messenger proteins called chemokines, which help recruit immune cells from the blood into the brain. His team is now trying to pinpoint a therapeutic target in this process by screening for the genes that regulate how astrocytes produce chemokines. They have identified 19 genes and are studying them further. Molecular Cell, 2006, November 17th, 24, 4, 497-509. Jacqueline Orion, Ph.D., La Trobe University, Bundoora, Australia, showed that in mice with EAE, an MS-like disease, astrocyte activity increased even when immune cells were barely infiltrating the brain. Furthermore, this increase in activity occurred in the same areas where there was damage to nerve fibers, the wire-like axons that transmit nerve signals. Axonal damage is believed to be associated with long-term disability in MS. Dr. Orion is now testing these findings in several rodent models to determine whether there is a link between early changes to astrocytes and axonal injury. If so, it's possible that these cells present a therapeutic target for preventing MS progression. Glia, 2005, August 15th, 51, 3, 235-40. My hero. So astrocytes are bad guys. Well, it's not that simple. Because these housekeepers play such a multifaceted role in the brain, with many positive results, it should come as no surprise that their role in MS is also complex. With funding from the Society, Gareth John, Vet MB, PhD, and colleagues, Mount Sinai School of Medicine, New York, were recently using microarray technology that can observe thousands of genes at once to determine which are turned on and which are turned off during repair in MS. They found that interleukin-11, a messenger protein produced by astrocytes, helps oligodendrocytes, the cells that make myelin, the axonal insulation damaged in MS, to survive, mature, and form myelin. Figure 1 shows how treating oligodendrocytes isolated in test tubes with IL-11 enhanced their survival, numbers, and ability to form myelin. Journal of Neuroscience, 2006, November 22nd, 26, 47, 12,174-85. Now Dr. John's team is taking these studies further, Postdoctoral fellow Yuiting Zhang, PhD, is examining how increasing and decreasing interleukin-11 signals affects the development of EAE in mice. The team is studying tissue samples obtained from people with MS to confirm the connection between interleukin-11 and myelin formation, and to determine whether interleukin-11 is associated with myelin repair as well. This research could identify a target for stimulating tissue repair in MS. Studying the positive role of astrocytes in MS is also a goal of a National MS Society Collaborative MS Research Center Award to Rhonda Voskal, MD, University of California, Los Angeles. Her collaborator, Michael Safraniou, MD-PhD, has developed a mouse model in which removing astrocytes from the spinal cord causes many more nerve cells to be lost than in control mice whose astrocytes are intact. Dr. Voskal's team induced EAE in this model, resulting in a more rapid onset, more acute disease, and increased axonal loss. These findings are strong evidence that astrocytes play a protective role in MS. Abstract number S46.002, AAN 2007. Phase 3 drug targets astrocytes. The goal of this research, of course, is to find targets for MS treatments that will either decrease the negative aspects of astrocytes or play up their positive features. Recent research indicates that one drug already in Phase 3 clinical trials in people with MS may, in fact, do the latter. Fingolimod, also known as FTY-720 by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation, binds to a docking site, sphingosine 1-phosphate receptor, or S1P receptor, on immune cells that cause nervous system damage in MS. The drug appears to induce immune cells to remain in lymph nodes, where they can do little harm, preventing them from migrating into the brain and spinal cord. It turns out that S1Ps are also found in the brain, and Florian Müllershausen, PhD, Novartis Institute for Biomedical Research, and colleagues, recently reported that astrocytes are the major cell type responding to fingolimod in the brain. Journal of Neurochemistry 2007, May 4th. EPUB ahead of print. Fingolimod may be inducing astrocytes to promote nerve and myelin-making cell survival. More research is necessary to say for sure. And the winner is, how do we resolve these two faces of astrocytes in the development of MS? Writing a review of the topic, Anna Williams, MD, PhD, Western General Hospital, Edinburgh, and colleagues recommended that future research studies focus on knockout models, in which the proteins activated by astrocytes are deleted from rodent models. Glia, 2007, October, 55, 13, 1,300-12. This could be done specifically after myelin damage occurs to find out the role of these cells during repair. Because myelin repair often occurs in the places where myelin is damaged, they add, it may not be surprising that one type of cell can be involved in both. Ongoing research by these and other investigators should resolve the many questions remaining about astrocytes and may lead to powerful new approaches to stop MS or repair its damage. Photo captions. Figure 1 shows two micrographs. The first shows two cells in fluorescent green. The second shows four cells in fluorescent green. Mount Sinai researchers found that treating myelin-making oligodendrocytes with IL-11, a chemical produced by astrocytes, increased their numbers and caused them to live longer in laboratory dishes. These slides were provided by Dr. Gareth John. Figure 2 is an illustration showing the good and bad sides of astrocytes. The picture shows two neurons, nerve cells, with long fibers, called axons, wrapped in myelin. Nearby is a large star-shaped astrocyte. It is releasing the messenger chemical IL-11, shown as little green dots. They are stimulating some immature oligodendrocyte cells to move closer to the neuron and promote myelin repair. At the same time, the astrocyte is releasing chemokines, shown as red dots. They are entering a blood vessel and stimulating T cells to increase an immune attack on the myelin. End of captions.